And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper. That did sound a bit quiet, didn't it?
That did sound a bit quiet.
But shall we start again? I might have turned it down accidentally.
All right, turn it up again. Right.
There you go. That's better. Let's just leave it like that. That's great.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. You found the all-new, all-professional Punky Radio with me, Paul B. Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
I'd accidentally turned the beds down, you see.
Oh, right, okay.
I haven't now, though. Have we got a word of the week this
week? And you're so proud of how we make Punky.
I know. I've just taken photos of us in situ. For people, I'll put some on the MySpace page of us, how we make Punky now, in the Highwayman's Lodge.
Yeah.
The thing is that we can't go... the thing is, we don't want the Highwayman to know... We don't want Turpin's men to know how much kit we've got, do we?
No, can't get too many details away.
We can't. So, this week, we're just making it in the foyer of the Highwayman's Lodge. The usual big studio out. I'll put some photos up this week. I've got quite a lot to get through this week in terms of emails and announcements for things that are happening next weekend.
Right, okay.
All right, if you want to talk into the mic, that'd be brilliant.
It would, wouldn't it? It would help.
You were miles away.
I've tried to be clever and point it differently. It's all gone very wrong.
It ain't working, is it?
No.
It ain't working. Mind you, the music is right this week.
That's okay, then.
The music is right. We have got a word of the week, sort of. I was out on Friday night after my show in Itching Mall, that later on, at the very end of the night, this... shall we say, three chavvy ladies of minimum attire.
Yeah.
Staggered past us outside of Bombora.
Okay.
Our bar of choice.
Yeah.
Also known as the MILF bar. And they did stumble past us in particularly great fashion. Got past. One of the blokes I'm standing outside having a cigarette with. It's all right, don't worry about it. These three girls stumbled past. And there's a taxi rank right outside the bar. And they heard the music from coming out of the bar. Someone opened the door and they liked the tune. And they started kind of stumbling, drunk and jiving about in the street.
Yeah.
And this bloke looked around at me and said, "Look at that." I went, "What?" He went, "Strictly Scum Dancing." So, I don't know. Should we have that as if you see chavvy ladies of minimum attire in the street, they are Strictly Scum Dancing? Or should it be any nightclub in any rubbish town or...
Yeah.
Strictly Scum Dancing.
Nice.
Basically, we haven't got a definitive definition for it yet. So if you would like to define Strictly Scum Dancing, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Strictly Scum Dancing. I'm going to play in the first track shortly. I know I shouldn't call you shortly. I'm sorry that I kept you outside the Highwayman's Lodge.
It's okay.
When you first got here for 10-15 minutes, but I was in Sainsbury's getting supplies, and it was obviously Wankers Monday.
Yeah,
it was just full of idiots and old people and nobody having the right change, and the queues were getting longer and longer and longer. You know me, I was getting more and more pissed off, started shouting randomly, which did make the queue go a little quicker. And then got outside, I tried to get right. And the other thing is that Sainsbury's is built out of lead.
Okay.
You can't, when you're in it, you can't get a text. You can't get a text till the checkout.
Oh, right.
So I didn't get your text till the checkout.
Oh,
and then
right.
The text comes to him. So I got back in the car, went to drive as quickly as I could in the car, but actually could only drive at 1 mile an hour because you couldn't get out of Sainsbury's because the road it leads onto, as I discussed with you before the show, 5 o'clock, any day of the week, Blade Runner.
Yeah.
It's like 7 or 8 high in cars, and you just got... Nobody's letting anybody out because everyone's in such a rush to go nowhere. So it's just backing up along the road, the access road, Sainsbury's. And I was just doing my fucking nutting, mate. Fortunately, the Chub Tops are enough to help me out there. They're in our top friends, aren't they, in MySpace?
Are they?
I just kind of want to talk my way through this because I want to talk over the start of the next track. It's a brand new track by a great band. But I'm going to tell you about the band after we've played them.
Okay.
You see, so I think... It's only Al, and you must, Al, you must remember to listen to next week's show when we're doing, I'm saying this up front now, right?
Okay.
But you must remember to listen to next week's show because we're doing it's our third anniversary?
Yes.
And, or we're doing a third anniversary a week early, but we are doing a competition.
Yeah. 25th, I think, is the official
date.
Yeah,
but we're doing this a week early for reasons that will become apparent. And we've got a great competition with 4 or 5 CDs to give away, a couple of T-shirts and all that, as one prize. Biggest prize ever on Punky. Biggest one ever.
Cool.
one of my favourite bands out that would really be on the best of next week, except I can't wait to play them this week. We've had this new stuff off them. I'll tell you about it in a minute, but then it's Coldplay. Listening through the radio, jukebox generation, no false prophet manifesto, jukebox generation, somewhere I'd love to see some of hate, jukebox generation, past the center storm but the future's off the ground, jukebox generation. Every generation So that is, of course, Goldblade, as if you didn't know, and not the track I was planning to play. This is from their new album, isn't out until September the something. Wow.
Was that already playing?
I don't know.
Must be.
That's weird, isn't it? I don't know what this is.
I don't know, you just turned it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want that. Oh, right, yeah. Oh, God, this is all going a bit weird, isn't it? Here you go. This is what I wanted. Well, go on, then. Thank you, Guanabats. Chup Chup's getting carried away there. So I did probably talk for too long at the start, of course, now.
That's okay.
That would make sense. Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, this is from the Goldblade album. It comes out September the 1st, and it's called Mutiny. And I always think it's a bit odd when a band like Goldblade that play Rebellion every year don't have the album out in time for playing Rebellion, because they could probably sell a few hundred copies at it.
Yeah.
Minimum. But anyway, still, it comes out on September 1st.
And it's done. Why wait?
Yeah.
Why wait?
Yeah, it's just the wonder of the record business, Tony.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't really. But anyway, let me just tell you about this. The track you've just heard is called Jukebox Generation, and it's the first track on Mutiny. And you know, we don't normally play the first track. We do play that one because it's coming out as a 7-inch. It's a 7-inch picture disc vinyl split single with Argy Bargy.
Okay.
Who we may or may not be playing at the end of this show. Oh yeah, can you see what I've done? You thought I just fucked it up, didn't you?
No, mate.
Turns out I'm a genius.
Wow. It's a surprise to me. It's a surprise to you.
It is. Anyway, these are the gigs they're doing over the next few months. August the 2nd, Llandudno, North Wales. August the 9th, Blackpool Rebellion Festival. August the 10th, Tony.
Yeah?
August the 10th. I do believe that's a Sunday. Okay. Oh, no, it's not going to be, is it? It's not. I thought they're playing Dorset Festival.
Oh, right.
I think I'm doing the 12th, aren't I? I'm doing Psychobilly Sunday. I thought I might have been on the same time as them.
It's that Friday, then.
September the 6th, they're doing the Roundhouse in London. I think that's with X-Ray Specs. October the 10th, Rockers in Glasgow, the 11th, the End, Newcastle, 18th, the Academy, Manchester, 24th, Brickyard, Carlisle, 29th, Brighton, and November the 7th, the Shay in Halifax. Lucky people. What's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Goldblade.
It is. GOLDBLADE. Not to be mixed up with Coldplay, who are, of course, shit. We've got some MySpace comments. I've got loads of MySpace comments. Thank you all for your MySpace comments. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Do leave us a comment if you are a friend of ours. If you're not, add us. And then leave a comment. I love getting comments. We get some really bizarre ones. For example, Friends of Your Tongues, you know, they've been leaving us quite a bit recently, haven't they? Mm-hmm. They can't be very busy on Rhode Island. There can't be a lot to do. And it says, as you liked Kung Fu Hustle, you must see Shaolin Soccer. Must, Friends of Your Tongues. Interestingly, okay. I will look out for Shaolin Soccer. I'm drinking Beck's this week, it's all right.
Beck's beer?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, it's all right, she knows I've got it. I'm drinking Beck's and I'm eating cherries. Oh, but I'm not going to eat a cherry until you start talking, because that's silly.
I had cherry beer in Germany. Belgian
cherry beer. Very nice indeed.
I saw it in Asda over here now.
Well, I could put a cherry in the beer.
No, that's fine.
No, you're all right,
are you?
You are a freak.
The tea and crisps.
I'm a freak because I've offered you these delicious cherries. You go, no, you don't like cherries, but you'll have cherry beer.
Yeah. But get this.
It's the texture.
I like bananas. I like custard. Don't like bananas and custard. How weird is that? God, eh? I should be shot.
Yeah.
Out of a cannon.
Yeah. Into a vat of bananas and custard.
With a banana up my arse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a cherry up each nostril. Yeah. Flash, bang, wallop. What a picture. Or you could just have one of those stupid old helmets on. The old helmets without the visor on them. Just like a big cherry. Do you know what I mean? The ones that just go around your face. With a big cherry. Not around the bottom, though. Just around your face. Like a big curvy house. In your face. Big cherry house. Shut up, Paul. Yeah. Anyway, the interesting thing about that is that I haven't seen Shaolin Soccer, but at the weekend I did see Balls of Fury.
Oh, okay.
Which I strongly recommend as a great love film. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I was watching it with someone who, after we watched it, she was pissed.
Right. Okay.
And after we watched it, we watched I Am Legend.
All right.
Right, and she couldn't keep up with the... She said, what was that bit that happened then? I went, look, darling, I can't be able to explain to you. You couldn't keep up with the plot on Balls of Fury, which she couldn't. You haven't got a chance with I Am Legend. So we left it there. But if I do ever decide to do any more reviews...
Yeah.
...of films, I will review I Am Legend. Because I've found a lot of holes in it for my liking.
It's rubbish.
That was quite a big hole, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen 28 Days Later?
No.
Apparently, it's just like that. Only more rubbish.
Better.
Only
rubbish. Oh, really? More rubbish, yeah?
No. 28 Days Later, it was out first, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They've obviously watched that, and Will Smith's going, I think they've got a vehicle from a new character comedy. No, you haven't.
Booyaka.
Yeah, anyway.
He's so street.
So, anyway, that took longer than it was supposed to. Cheers to you for playing the Go Sheilas. By the time you read this, I'll have laughed my pants off hearing about Paulie's trip to Psycho Spain. You two are a riot. Always listening, Brett the Tall Man. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Brett.
Thanks, Brett. You're absolutely right. The Go Sheilas are brilliant, and I have a feeling they're going to feature on our Best Of show next week, because they're one of my new favourite bands, along with Plastron.
Plastron.
Yeah.
We can have a Best Of Lady special.
We'll have to do that in the future, because I've only got two lined up for next week. I can't believe how much I miss your show. I've been busy with all kinds of things, travel, education, university, application stuff, personal stuff, etc., and I haven't listened in ages. But Always Looking came up in conversation. I decided it's summer, and I can spend time listening to things I enjoy. Punky rules. You guys, Amanda Narden, and uniting fans and bands, etc. Well, Amanda, this is why you're not uniting fans. We're not uniting fans and bands across the land. Because the next comment that came through says, this ginger enjoys punky radio. Fuck Canada, Nada, 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 and Josh. It was the next one that came through. So I feel we're failing in our task. But you've only got yourself to blame, darling. It's not hard to listen to us once a week.
No.
It doesn't take up. While you're travelling, have a listen. You know, he says you're doing lots of travel. Have a listen to us while you're travelling.
We go to great depths of bringing the show to you every week.
Personal stuff.
God.
Well, we do a lot of travelling every week.
We do.
Personal stuff. Fuck the personal stuff. We can sort out all your questions. That's what judgmental's for. Here's a twat, you know? Mm. Goopa Goopa, it's been over 2 years now since I've started listening to you twats, and you guys still manage to entertain me. That's enough to make Uncle Phony stand up and tap dance. Yes, it is, Kayla.
Nice.
We've missed you. We've missed you, Kayla. I'm glad that you're back in touch, basically. I reckon she's a bit hot stuff in Jacksonville. I reckon there's a few of the local boys. Yeah. Every time there's a new photo on the profile pic, she's sat on someone else's knee.
Nice.
Hard. Tony, you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your vote so far this month, as it is a new month. It is July. If you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. It's really important. Thank you very much. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, we try our best to read them all out. And here we go with the top five for this week. Really enjoyed the Manila PR show this week, chaps. Expecting the next one to make my ears bleed. Keep up the good work. Toodle-pip. That's from Super Stunt, who is Black Cat.
All right.
I think. Yeah. Awesomeness.
She's got no taste.
Just found this podcast randomly and love it. Good shit, dudes. That's from Raised Under Reagan, who I think are going to send us a CD, or they have sent us a CD.
They haven't done yet.
Okay. Make sure you send it.
Yeah, send it, you idiots.
Goopa Goopa, another brilliant show. That's from Paraglide 1944.
Right, of course.
Of course. Madness and music. Following in the footsteps of the late great Tornado Smith, Punky escalates insanity into an art form, and you get to hear great punk songs as a bonus. Keep up the great work. From the Lord Raylock. Oh, he's a nice guy, isn't he?
You picked the time to reach that one out when I was having a cherry.
You can have your cherry.
Sorry. He's already had yours. In his mind.
Yeah. It's a scary place. It's kind of like that movie The Cell.
Is it?
Pop, it's not good J-Lo in it.
Oh, right. So it's not me.
No. Still voting. I've still not managed to get my computer sorted since my flat got flooded in January. So
oh, no.
I'm way behind, but I'm still voting. Well, sometimes. Hopefully I'll finally get sorted today, and I can start catching up. Those shows better be worth the wait. Cheers, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Don't know which Steve that is, but it's
there's
Steve.
Loads of them.
They're all lost.
There's a girl in Hitchin who fancies your voice.
Is there?
I did tell you about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. She thinks your voice is really nice. And I didn't
and
say...
And she's right, of course.
I didn't say to you, but of course, the new Goldberg album, Mutiny, has got a very piratey theme, and I didn't give you the chance to introduce it. You could have done it with your one voice, couldn't you? Your one accent.
The one chance that actually is useful.
Little bastard. No, that's who we're playing next. Little bastard.
Oh, right, okay.
They're from Switzerland. This is a very... I'm describing this CD as eclectic, Tony.
Okay.
It's not called Eclectic Tony. It's very eclectic, and you're called Tony. Every track entirely different from the last. There's quite a few I could play off here, but I've picked track 5, Slave to You.
Yeah.
Because you know I am your slave, really, after all those homosexual shenanigans last week. You know I'd do anything for you.
Yeah.
But I won't do that.
Yeah, you would.
Because that's just wrong. Anyway, what I want to know is, and thank you very much, Little Bastard, for getting this to us so quickly, because I can't remember, I think they added us, or they put in a friend request,
yes.
And I saw that they were called Little Bastard. I thought, I don't care what they sound like, I want them to send us a CD, so I'm over the moon, it's really good stuff. And they did send it straight away, and I told them we'd get them straight on the show, and we are doing. What I want, and they're from Switzerland, I think, I've said that, haven't I? I think they're from Switzerland. Anyway, what's in MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Little Bastard.
No, I love the way you say that, though. It's actually myspace.com, Little Bastard Rocks.
Oh, shame.
This is track 5 from... Oh, I haven't said what the album's called. Track 5 from the album Beat Somebody, or Be At Somebody. Be open brackets, at, close bracket, somebody. Why are the foreigners so good at English? This is Slave of You. Baby, you know where to go. Baby, you know where to go. Tell me where I gotta go. It's something I wanna know. Is it love or just a fake? I'm a freak, getting drowned in the lake. Come on, let me know, let me know, let me know. I wanna go to where all the losers go. Oh, please. I can't believe that you don't want me. After all I've done for you, but you still don't want me.
what you want me to do, and I'm sure that this was funny. I'm the best choice you got. I'm the best choice you have. Then if you want me or not, I'm right in this spot. I'm a slave of you. Can't believe that you don't want me. After all I've done for you, but you still don't want me at all. I can receive one sign of you, one sign of you, even after being true, being true to you. I can't believe that you don't want me. After all I've done for you, but you still don't want me at all. I didn't receive one sign of you, one sign of you, even after being true, being true to you.
Oh, little bastard. I think that's rather good. I think that rocks quite a lot. What do you think?
I like it.
And I don't know what's happened here.
I've not got those turned up.
No, it doesn't matter about that. I haven't got the right thing on. I had the right thing lined up and it's just gone. And there it is now. Look.
The familiar clicking of the iPod.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
I think I'm going to have to let you do this iPod clicking beds thing because I'm just rubbish at it.
Well, that's loud.
I've turned it up, that's why.
Okay.
I'm having a bit of a nightmare. I'll tell you, we'll just keep talking over it. God, if anybody knew how... See, the thing was, I was trying to work out how to lock the volume, you see. And I've obviously locked the volume too fucking high, haven't I? Let me just... Oh, and yes, that I know that is the combination. Oh, no, look, my combination's 0000, and
don't
I'm going,
give
yeah.
that away on radio.
Right, no. Try it now.
Okay.
Right, try it now. Now what's happened?
Well, it's not playing.
Oh. What do you mean, enter new combination? Fuck it. Tony, try and work that out, will you? The combination at the moment is 0000, right? Right. Set or lock volume limit. So, if you set or lock the volume limit, I know I'm asking a lot, but maybe you talked into the mic, it might be better.
Hello. Oh, God, it's doing it again.
What's it done now?
Enter combination to unlock.
I know. What's happening? Why is it...
Do you get a free toaster with this?
Oh, you should do. I think you get a hammer. Oh, what?
Oh, piss.
Shall this section be bed-free?
This is the award-winning Punky Radio. What's
the
iPod?
Oh, shit, yeah. It's the podcast peer awards and it's a Frog's Lifer in it and I said that I'd vote for him. I hope I've still got time. Graham, if I miss the chance, I'm sorry, mate. I will try and do it. I think I've got time still. Best of luck with it. I know we're not in it this year. Oh, well done. That's better. So that must be very loud because that's still quite quiet, isn't it?
That's okay. That's okay.
Well done. This is, of course, midnight configuration as they're supposed to be and now the volume's on a more acceptable limit and everybody's happy, yeah?
So, and
is it locked?
What I should do is use that other little stall thing to put this on.
Why don't you do that now?
Because it's under there.
Oh,
I have to put it.
Well, just move your laptop over a bit.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not? Is that too dangerous?
Put wires sticking out of it.
Fair point.
Anyway.
All right then. Listen, we better.
Where were we?
I better get on with this.
Shall I edit that down a little bit?
No, fuck it. Leave it there. We need people to know that what they're getting off us is truth. Not lies. As promised, I'm doing some emails here. Okay. As promised, a reminder of next Friday, which is Friday coming, Bleach Boys London Freak 4 at the George Hitchin, £4. Go, if you're around, go. If only because Bleach Boys, I don't know whether he's their new singer or their stand-in singer, is right. Matty from the Kramers.
Is it?
Who I think will be a perfect... I mean, you can't ever replace Simon properly, but I think Matty will be a good replacement for him.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. And Freak 4 featuring Mark, who cuts my hair. So go down and throw things at the useless pisshead. like scissors and that. This is interesting. Had this week from our friend Asterix.
Okay. From Apocalypse Babies.
Yeah, Mansfield punk veterans Apocalypse Babies are on the lookout for a new drummer after Stixman of 5 years, Gizzer, has retired to spend more time with his family. Applicants must be willing to travel as the band are keen to play more shows in Europe, having recently recorded their seventh album, Shotgun Diplomacy. By the way, we will be expecting a copy.
Yes.
He's written his own press release. Vocalist Asterix told us... The band have had offers to perform all over Europe, so we need someone who's willing and able to travel. Formed in 1990, Asterix boasted, we're definitely the area's longest serving punk band. Others may have formed before us, but we've never had a break. Hopefully there's a few more years left in us yet. Ha ha. He doesn't talk like that at all. He says he's like, oh, cunt. I've said it again.
Oh.
Applicants can contact the band via their MySpace account, myspace.com/ApocalypseBabiesOfficial. Or he's given us a phone number, so he wants it read out.
Fair enough.
07804313743. Good luck finding a drummer for your European tour, Asterix. And I'm sorry, I keep doing Asterix, and I should have read the whole email. Because at the start he said maybe you could say something like this. I didn't realise he'd written it word for word with Asterix boasted. They're a fantastic band. I strongly recommend that you drum in them if you can handle a bit of madness. Hey there guys, just in case I haven't mentioned it, my band, (Press to continue) are playing at Rhythms of the World this year. We are playing on Sunday the 13th of July at 3:30 PM on the Phil Friendly stage. The festival itself runs for 2 days and it's only £5 per day to get in. Check us out. PressToContinue.co.uk. On the day they'll have CDs, t-shirts and stickers for sale, so please come along if you can. The reason that I've said it is that Rhythms of the World is of course a festival in Hitchin, and the Phil Friendly stage was the one that Newtown Centre's headlined last year, and Press to Continue are a very good ska punk band who are going to be sending you some stuff very soon.
Okay.
And we got that email through, so I thought I'll read it out this week. And of interest to you is maybe if you fancy discovering for yourselves who the mystery guest Joe was and what she looked like all those years ago.
Alright.
When we had her on. She's going to be at Rhythms of the World.
Is she?
Because Kaz, who used to work for the shitty station.
Yes.
Her mum lives in Hitchin and she's going up to see her mum.
Alright.
And go to the festival, and Bevo's going with her. I didn't find this out off either of them. I found that out via the beauty of Facebook and they're writing on each other's walls.
Yeah.
So basically, if you... just listen out for some girl saying cunt in a northern accent. I've said it again, I don't care, because it was impersonating her.
Yeah.
Sorry that took so long. Do you have a twat?
I do, but I'm running out, so if you do have a twat to nominate people, do make sure you email me at tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're located in the world, and a reason. Easy as that. tony@punkyradio.com. all nominations gratefully received. And you will get a reply from me that might just say thanks. Or it might go to more detail. Who knows? This week, from Chantel. Dear Tony, I have an is a twat for you. I've had this a few weeks now, but it was so long I had to edit it down. It took me ages. His name is Samuel K. Waterman. He's in my English class and my biology class, and he deserves the title of most annoying and irritating is a twat. The darling Samuel K. Waterman, he loves to point out his middle initial, part of his annoying personality.
Oi, nothing wrong with that.
Prevents everyone in his classes from understanding the teacher, as he likes to interrupt them every 2 minutes with stories about when he was three and had IV tubes in his arms and puked purple on the doctors. He seems to believe that he's the smartest kid going and goes out of his way to ask stupid questions unrelated to the topic being explained by the teacher.
Really? What's 8 times 7?
Oh, don't tell me that, I don't know. How do we work an iPod?
56, Tony, come on, you're a computer bloke. I know that off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
I own a calculator. I'm silly. Normally, I love a good English or biology class. I've always been a good science and English student, but this infuriating little piss mop has invaded on the two classes I like and made them another part of my school day, with his comments, questions, and just the fact that he's there at all. The reason for my sudden nomination is about the events of my biology class this afternoon.
Uh-oh.
Sam complained that my lab partner, Rachel, and I did not listen to his presentation on genetically modified foods the other day.
You're just telling me about two girls in biology practicals. How can I possibly concentrate now?
which was boring as hell because he presented.
Oh, I think that's the end of that, mate. You want to stop it for
in a monotonous tone, and dragged on 4 to 5 minutes, although it was only supposed to be a 10-minute presentation. Truth is, Rachel and I didn't listen because she was passing me notes from a class I missed the other day. We didn't talk at all and tried to be as interested looking as possible in this topic, although we were very undistracting. This boy, not seconds after complaining about us not listening, pulled out his book for English class and started reading it, and then carried on a loud and obviously unrelated conversation about his weekend plans, while the girl who sits beside me was doing a very interesting presentation on evolution.
They are very interesting presentations.
They are. I would like to nominate Samuel K. Waterman from Norfolk County, Ontario, as the user to app for his sheer, annoying, hypocritical, irritating behaviour in my English and biology class for the past 4 months.
Fair enough.
Tony Chantel.
Fair enough, because this isn't classic twattage, in that it's nothing.
It's not
really,
a teacher.
It's not that bad.
No.
No, is it? Or it isn't, like, it, you know, he didn't think kill a dog or...
He didn't kill a dog,
the
no.
The stag do one was brilliant. The stag do in Vegas twat was fantastic. Oh, do you remember that one?
No.
The Bucks party. When they went to Vegas and then he ended up with a stripper or something, the lap dancer or something, and it was his photos were taken. And he's
idiot.
Complete idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's kind of different. But anyway, go for it, Jim.
You ready? Yeah. Samuel K. Waterman from Norfolk County, Ontario,
is a twat. Fair enough.
Thank you for that.
Is. Right, and this is the next track.
But you want trash, baby, you're just like me. I got a gal in the trailer park. She got 10 dogs and they love to bark. She keeps me a pet out on the lawn. But now it stinks and the grass is gone. Pink flamingos are all chewed up.
That's Hillbilly Hellcats. What do you think?
Great.
White trash. Thought it was a good track to play.
Uh-huh.
And we got them from Aerial Cyber PR. We get in touch with them from time to time. Really, really good. They send through an email once a week. If you get on their list, you find out about pre-cleared and pod-safe musicians. So I don't have to worry about getting rights and that.
All right.
Now, it's not something that we normally do on the show. We normally want to play CDs and not things that just have been a circular that loads of people could play. But I figured that not many people would play the two that we're playing this week. They tend to go with the more poppy stuff. So we've gone with that. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hillbilly Hellcats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hillbilly Hellcats.
It is indeed.
Cool.
Well, I haven't done the scores, have I? It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. I've completely forgotten about that.
Mm.
I've caught up now. So, Tony, have you been having a look at this GoDaddy thing?
I have. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Okay. GoDaddy is
nice beep.
Internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can
maybe
add
you
your
do.
Observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want to your own online shopping store. Or GoDaddy can help there too.
Really?
Mm.
I'm going to have a cherry.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
which is at
Toe. Nice.
Which will protect your customer's details.
Oh, I need my customer's details protected.
You do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to godaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice work.
Thank you much.
So, been doing anything?
Just working as always. Lots of work.
Lots of work. You're 3 days a week, aren't you?
3 days a week, and also I've got deadlines.
As discussed, through greed.
Yeah, it is sheer greed. There's no denying it.
Yeah.
And finding a flat with the lovely Stephanie for Paul.
And now, is that a flat for you to live in with her?
No, it's flat for her to live in, me to frequent occasionally.
Frequent.
Yeah.
Will there be, because we could do with a third site. I'm just thinking, we haven't got a site in Wessex.
Oh,
the glory. It's but half a day's ride, so it won't matter.
Yeah.
That we could have the Punky Treehouse, the Hireman's Lodge, and then I'll think of some Wessex connection. Oh, what, Arthur's Seat? Could it be Arthur's Seat? It's not very close to Camelot. It's but half a day's ride from Camelot.
Yeah.
But it's not that far from Stonehenge, I'm thinking. Could be Druid's Corner. Druids didn't like corners, of course. They preferred circles. That could be a problem, having Druid's Corner. That would mean the Druids would never find us, and they wouldn't do druidy things with their magic and their alchemy.
Right.
What I'd like to see is a load of chavs on the solstice head down to Stonehenge, and when all the druids and that are doing their dancey stuff, just start a rave going, so you see some Strictly Scum dancing.
Nice.
With all the Gandalfs. That'd be good. I'm ready to play the next track, Tone.
Okay.
If that's okay.
I think
this is this is The Dares. They've come from Aerial Cyber PR. I thought, kill two birds with one stone. I've had two good emails through this week, because I get one through it every day, just about. Yeah. I mean, check out the bands normally, but they're not normally our sort of thing. But these are. And I think you're going to like them very much, Tony. What I want to know is, what is The Dares MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Dares.
It is. So it's Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet One, and this is Love Me When I Leave.
You keep pushing me over the edge just to see me fall. But you only come down and catch me if I don't crawl. You tell me that you need a little time for yourself until you see me in the arms of somebody else. You only love me when I leave. You only want me when I'm taken. You only seem to come around when my heart is finished breaking. You tie me up just to set me free. You only love me when I leave. That's right. I keep saying that I won't let you come back and do me in. Then you give me that
That's the Dares.
It is.
It's all right. And and this is the Planet Smashers.
It is.
With quite a scary start, this one. Did you watch any of Wimbledon? Did you watch any of the tennis?
I kind of briefly saw the score yesterday.
Really?
I was surprised that Federer was getting beat. I thought he was unbeatable.
It was absolutely... Yeah, but if you'd been watching any tennis this year, Tony, you'd know that, Nadal took the piss out of him in the French, and Nadal won Queens. And Nadal was probably slight favourite to win. What a final, though. Yeah.
See, I don't pretend to know anything about it.
Well, basically, Nadal wins the first two sets. Even though Federer had won more points, he couldn't turn over the break points against Nadal. Federer had more break points. He had more than enough chances to beat Nadal. Then the rain came in the third set. And then by the time... And I was driving to Newbury for the final of the Wisecrackers annual kids doing comedy things. I was a mentor for some of the schools, and my girl Faith got through at the final. I think you'll find more of that in a bit. Anyway, by the time I got there, it was it'd been rained off, right. And then I did the show. When the show finished, came back up, and it was 5-4 in the fifth. Federer had got right back in it, turning into a classic. I think Nadal eventually won 9-7 in the fifth set.
Oh,
longest
right.
ever final. I think it's 4 hours 48 minutes or something.
Blimey.
They must have been knackered. I know they're professional and fit and all that, but playing tennis for that, and I'm bored as much as anything else. And it was played in almost pitch black as well, the end of it, because they haven't got any floodlights or anything there.
Oh, okay.
So it just got dark. It was like you won it 9:15 at night or something in the dusk. But that wasn't really the bit of Wimbledon that I wanted to talk about, Tony.
Okay.
Because did you know, were you aware that Britain had a winner this year?
The 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. First time in 24 years. You know who the last one to win the junior ladies singles was?
Virginia Wade?
Annabelle Croft.
Damn it.
Virginia Wade was about 50 when she won it in 77. But yeah, Annabelle Croft, 1984. Right. Oh, I fancied her.
Was that who took over Annika Rice on whatever it was called? Challenge Annika.
Yeah, and a great... No, it wasn't Challenge Annika.
Wasn't it?
No, it was Treasure Hunt. It was called Treasure Hunt.
Ah, Treasure Hunt.
And then Challenge Annika. She left Treasure Hunt to do Challenge Annika. Treasure and Annabelle Croft came in far superior to that bucktooth, fat-ass slag.
Definitely.
Although I have no problem with bucktooth, fat-ass slags as it goes. But yeah, Annabelle was far superior. She called Louise Dobson. Was it Louise Dobson?
I don't know. I briefly heard on the
Dobson.
Way down.
The Australians already trying to claim her.
Oh, yeah, because she was born in Australia, wasn't she?
Born in Australia to Australian parents. So far, Australian.
Yeah.
But she's got a British passport. That's it.
That's fine,
She
then.
Doesn't have an Australian passport. She's just got a British passport. She's British. She sounds British. Yeah. She's lived most of her life in Britain. I know it's a short life. She's lived most of her life in Britain. British.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally and utterly. And I expect her to be burnt out and on drugs by the age of 18. And for us to never hear from her again.
Exactly.
But for one brief moment, there was a British winner in a tennis tournament. Andy Murray, fair play to Murray. He did okay.
Quarters,
he got through the quarter, knocked out by the eventual winner.
Yeah, that's not bad then, is it?
It's not that bad. He can officially call himself second. If you've been knocked out by the winner. Really good Wimbledon this year. And it's funny, it was hardly rained off at all until the men's final.
Yeah.
They got right the way through it. So we have had some summer this year, all of you people moaning that we haven't had much summer.
That's about it.
A lot of balls. Now, have I also told you about the joy of 115.6?
No.
I don't believe I have I? No.
Joys of 115.6?
The joys of 115.6. Can you guess what I might be talking about?
Science fiction novel.
No. What's my bugbear? What do I hate? What really annoys me, amongst other things?
Clowns.
No, I'm scared of clowns.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate them, I'm scared of them.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Gas around here, 120.6 per litre.
Oh, right, yeah.
120.6. Driving down to Newbury at Oxford Services, Cheveley Services, sorry. Uh-huh. 126.6 a litre.
What, for normal?
Just for unleaded, yeah. And I thought, I think I can get back to my favourite Shell garage. Because everyone should have a favourite Shell garage.
On the 414.
Where the 405 meets the 414, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
115.6. It's so cheap. It's 5p a litre cheaper than everywhere else around it. Unbelievable.
I think it's about that in Kirkby. Maybe it might be 117 actually up there.
The one that's nearest to the treehouse is quite expensive. I'd be surprised if that's only one.
Right. I think I always go to Sainsbury's.
Yeah, well, the supermarkets are a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
But I defy you to find a 115.6, my friend. Defy you.
Okay.
I know we've had more interesting conversations on this show.
Well,
look, I just wanted to talk about tennis and petrol, really.
The current climate, you know. It's a thing on the pulse.
Did I ever say about the idea we had in the pub about when, I think I may have mentioned it, when a pub banned Alistair Darling. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Because of the because he banned smoking.
All right.
They barred him. I mean, they're hundreds of miles from his constituency or whatever. For those who don't know, he's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And I think he was... Was it because he banned smoking?
Well,
it might have just been the cost of booze or some price increase, but I think it was because he banned smoking. Anyway, we had this idea that you shouldn't stop there. You should ban him from petrol stations as well, and you should ban him from newsagents.
Yeah.
You should ban him from everywhere that basically the government has meant we have to spend more than we should do for products.
Mm.
And then I thought, why don't we take it further? And why don't we bar every MP? Is that the last one?
I think so.
Right. Why don't we bar every MP from every establishment in the country? They can all do it. All they've got to do is say no MPs. MPs not welcome. No MPs.
Mm.
And suddenly the government would not be able to buy any fags, any booze, or any petrol. Just leave it at that. You know, you can still go shopping.
Yeah.
So they can still go and buy shoes. Yeah. But they couldn't buy any fags, booze, or petrol. They couldn't go to a restaurant. Right, they just have to eat at home quietly, like the naughty government wankers they are.
Yeah,
and I wonder how long it would be before petrol started going down, beer started going down, little smoking area in the corner of the pub. I don't think it would take very long. So what I'm suggesting now, obviously I'm not the man to lead the charge, but I'm happy to be the voice of it. But if anyone would like to put together, should we start a Facebook group? Let's ban MPs from everywhere. See what happens.
1 million members.
I might do it.
Do it.
I might do it, yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it. I am gonna do it. Alright, here's the next song. Well, if you feel like a loss of direction, and you can't seem to find your way home. If you long for a sense of elation that you lost such a long time ago. Baby Woodrow's, I love you. What do you think of that song?
It's nice. It's soft.
It is soft.
It's nice.
But it's like, it's, I tell you, it's not how it was going to be. I'm going to tell you about it. They're on, first of all, let's get this out of the way. What is Baby Woodrow's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Baby Woodrow.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie being the internet 1. We're taking a complete thumping this week. That is the new 7-inch and download called Coming Around Again from Baby Woodrow's with I Feel High on the back, which I nearly played. But I chose that one instead. It could have been a hit for anybody, except that they ended up playing it off. This is what Baby Woodrow's are saying, right? Main man Lorenzo Woodrow's said this about it. It could have been a hit for anybody, except we ended up playing it a bit too fast, adding lots of over-the-top twangy surf guitar and beeping Farfisa organ that kind of detract from its easy listening qualities. The end result is somewhat bubblegum sounding, somewhat lifting lyrics about coming back up after being down for some time. This one turned out much better than I thought it would during mixing. It was considered for the Chasing Rainbows album, which we have featured one or two tracks off before, but it didn't make it. And I'm quite glad it didn't, because it wouldn't have sat on that album as well. Although, I have to say, Anne Kay, that album Chasing Rainbows might be up your street.
Okay.
As an interesting addition. I know, I think she said she liked The Setting Sun, so it's the same sort of deal.
Right, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, now, when is that out? Is that out now? I think that might be out now. Check out the MySpace page, or check out Bad Afro as well. They're on our top friends. And if you send a MySpace message to Bad Afro ever, do say hi to Lars from me. Yes.
Great guy.
Right. Now then, Tone.
Yes.
My weekend, last weekend, right, was I did Thursday night. I did it was the BTEC students that I've been teaching comedy to over the last year. It was their Leavers Do.
Right. Leavers Do.
Leavers Do, yeah. Okay. It was the second years. And I had some awards for them and that, you know, give out and that for the award ceremony and that.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a set at the end. And it's the first time this year. They've all been saying, oh, look, when are you going to come out for a drink with us? When are you going to come out for a drink with us? I said, I'll come out for a drink with you when you finish. So I figured it was only right that as they'd finished, I should keep up my side of the bargain and go out for a drink with them. So after the show, they all went down to the Rose and Crown. It being Thursday night, it's karaoke night. Coldplay,
nice.
Come on. And they all went up there, and I was left behind with one of the girls, Alice. This isn't dodgy.
Okay.
And they all got cabs up on that, and she said she'd walk up with me afterwards. So we walked up, had a lovely chat. She said, well done this year and all that. Got to the Rose and Crown, they'd all buggered off.
Oh.
They'd all gone to Pulse in Stevenage to see some Strictly Scum dancing.
Oh, dear.
Which left me and Alice. She didn't. She only think she stayed for one drink, and then left. And then the rest of them gone. So this big drink up, I was going, because I wasn't going over to Stevenage time. Not my age.
No.
Not in my recent state. So I stayed in there and I sang Mac the Knife.
Yeah.
My karaoke favourite. There was an old lady in there. She loved it. The rest of them thought it was shit.
Okay.
But yeah, so it was very nice. I had lots of fun. What was nice was the student union had got in, especially for me, a case of John Smith's.
Especially for you.
Yeah, because they don't. No one under the age of 30 drinks beer anymore, do they?
No.
So they got in a case, John Smith's, and guess what? I drank it.
Did
yeah.
It was like 12 cans.
Yeah, I didn't quite. I didn't have 12 cans. There must be some other people drinking it. There were four left.
Right.
I don't remember having eight. But then you wouldn't, would you?
No. So no. Probably did.
So probably did. Yeah. 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 Cool. Friday was my show in Hitchin and featured Jason John Whitehead, who was very funny and has got a fabulous routine about how dolphins are thick.
Okay.
Everyone thinks they're clever, but he had proof that dolphins were thick, because he used to work for this like, he was on the coast, but it was like a summer camp thing where you take people out on dolphin trips and that.
Right.
And the same dolphins would come to the boat, they'd named them all, and one of them had a lump out of his fin. He's called Chopper or something. He was called Chopper because he swam into the propeller, the motor of a boat, and this was Jason's raison for thinking, well, he's obviously thick then.
Yeah.
They're not clever, they're thick. And then he said, that's probably why they got on so well with special needs kids. It did make me piss myself laughing. Anyway, Jace finishes. Then Jeff Green goes on, and he was doing, I didn't find out actually. They were both on Friday and Saturday,
yeah.
Pitching and Letchworth. And Jeff was Jason was bedding in new material for his Edinburgh show, which is in a month's time.
Yeah.
And Jeff was bedding in stuff for a DVD / CD he was recording at the Lowry in Manchester on Sunday.
Okay.
So Hitchin was like the place to hear it first, which was quite exciting.
Nice.
and they were both fantastic. And then they went home. I went down to Bombora afterwards and was accosted by a Kiwi girl called Kirsten.
Right.
Who I've never ever met before. I'm sure I haven't. At least I've obviously only met her in Bombora after the comedy. Okay. Although she's been to the comedy, because she started telling me all this stuff about how we'd met loads of times and that, and how I never, I think I was some sort of rock star because I never stopped to have a chat. I just said hi and kept walking, and I went, I don't remember ever seeing you ever.
Right.
That's been happening to me quite a lot recently.
Okay.
See, there's these Austrian girls, you see, who I met in Spain at the Psychobilly meeting.
Yeah.
I met them on a Wednesday and got really drunk, and then they helped me get in a cab and got on with me. And then on Thursday, I saw them at the Psychobilly meeting, and they came up to me and they said, hey, Paul. I went, who are you? And they went, we got a taxi with you last night. I went, oh, really? And we sat and had a drink for an hour. And then on Friday, I saw them at the Psychobilly meeting. And they came up to me and they said, hey, Kiefer. I went, no, it's Paul. They went, no, we think you look like Kiefer Sutherland. I went, no, I don't. Who are you? And they went, we had a drink with you for an hour yesterday telling you about how we got a cab with you on Wednesday. I went, oh, right, sorry about that. What are your names? They told me their names. And then I met them on a Saturday. I got really late and I was drunk there. And they walked up and I said, I know you, don't I? And they went, yeah, do you know where I'm from? And I went, no. And they said, well, last night we talked to you for about an hour and a half. And at the end of the night, we walked you home back to your hotel. And then on a Sunday, I went to a Psychobilly pool party in the afternoon. And then I saw them in the evening. And they walked up and I said, hello. And just went, do I know you? And they went, this is utterly ridiculous. Their English was very good. And then they said, do you not remember last night standing up in the middle of the Psychobilly meeting and shouting at the top of your voice, Vos Costit, dear Hunt, in defence to her, trying to impress us, having had 5 pints of red wine? I went, obviously no recollection. Anyway, they then told me their names, Sabrina and Miriam.
Nice.
They are absolutely lovely girls. I adopted them as my babies.
Aww.
They are my babies. They looked after me. They should really have adopted me, but I looked after them. And when I got back, they'd added Punky on MySpace, but... Right, I'm a bit embarrassed about this, but they hadn't put their profile names aren't, it's like retired girl in the corner or Psychobilly freak show.
Yeah.
So I still didn't know which way round they were, Sabrina or Miriam, which way round. I've got my favourite, but I'm not saying which one.
Right.
Anyway, the long and the short of it is they're lovely girls, they're lovely friends. I was so pleased to meet them. I'm going to tell you all about the Psychobilly meeting in a fortnight's time, but I wanted to get them in this week, so I want to let them know that I have actually remembered their names and know them. So I'm going to let them know that they're on the show this week, but in a fortnight's time, full-on Psychobilly meeting stuff. This weekend I'm doing Southampton Jonglers, Friday, Saturday. If you are in the South Hampshire area, it's very, very close to Bournemouth. You down there?
I won't be now. Well, you're not there this weekend. What night?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Will you be there?
I might be, actually.
Well, if you and Steph got nothing else to do. Cool. It seems sensible. Can you talk for a minute?
Yeah. This Wednesday, while I remember...
as in on Wednesday?
This Wednesday, the 9th. 9th of July.
Wow. It's tomorrow, isn't it?
My band Alcohol are playing in Horncastle, near Skeg of the Ness.
I'm playing there soon.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing a bike do there.
All right. Do you ever heard of Old Nick's Tavern or something?
No, I'm doing a bike do. It's in a field.
Right. Okay.
All right, cool.
We're playing Old Nick's Tavern in Horncastle with our friends Pam.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be a really good gig. Get along if you can. Obviously, it's in a little town.
How have you got that gig?
Steve got it in the band. Just asked them and they said, yes, you can play. So we're doing it. So if you're around, please check it out. myspace.com/alcohol. We'll try and find more details.
Cool. If you're not doing anything on Wednesday, you're in the Skegness. Aren't we coastal?
Yeah, aren't we?
So Horncastle's near Skegness, is it?
Yes.
Bugger. That's even further. I've got to go fucking... When I do that in the afternoon, I've then literally got to traverse the whole country. Because at night, I'm doing a gig on Anglesey.
Oh, dear.
Fuck. Oh, God. I'm going to sack my agent. I'm not. Right, last track this week.
Yep.
New album, out right now. Captain Oi have sent this to us. And we've already played the A-side of the split CD they're doing with Goldblade. I know Luke, the droog, the skinhead, the nutcase, the great guy, the 30 years old, lived in Holland for 30, he's not 30 years old, fuck that, he's 40. No, he's not quite 40, I think. He's a year older than me, I think. But he goes, "Show, I'm English, don't trust anybody south of Flanders," to him, right? He's very excited about the new Argy Bargy album. And that's the wrong bit of paper. And what I meant to say was, here's the right bit of paper. It's out now, and it's called The Likes of Us. The album. There is also a limited edition picture disc with Goldblade. Now it features Argy Bargy's track No Regrets, but I wouldn't be such a charlatan as to play both sides of a picture disc the same week. So we're playing a different track from them, and I'm just going to find out what it is. We're playing Right to Fight. Now, this album, it looks to me like half of them are in Coxborough as well, so that's good news for everyone concerned. I had a listen through the album last night, because I thought, having just been listening to Wimbledon for quite a while, the tennis and all the poshos, what better thing to do than get stuck into Argy Bargy, The Likes of Us, which is exactly what I've done, and what a great album. The first track will scare the fuck out of you, but it's only 35 seconds long or something, and then it goes back into what they do best, which is relatively melodic street punk.
Okay,
fantastic. The track we're going to play, track 5, as I say, is called Right to Fight, and it's got quite a good message. It's about kind of, should you be able to defend your own home when intruders break in?
Yes.
And obviously, if you're a big fat skinhead, yes, you are. I would probably let them take whatever they wanted. Yeah. But these boys decided to fight back. What I want to know is, Tony, for 4 points, what is Argy Bargy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Argy Bargy.
No, MySpace.com/Argy Bargy UK. It's only for 1 point. You've been with me this week. Tony 4, hey. Paul, you've been the internet too. This is Right to Fight. Now time is all 999 invoices, understand. My heart is pumping, adrenaline pumping, I'm it, I'm feeling scared. No one is worth not to fight, and the kids will sleep through it all. The one be shaking their sorrow, then the others go the wall. Let's have it, come on, let's go. 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 I've got no right to fight. 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 So tell me what should I do when I'm rules and I want to survive. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to keep my family alive. Don't wanna be the first to get hit, don't wanna be counted short. So I'm out my bed, I'm on the attack, gonna give them everything I've got. Nothing's up to your life, we're safe and their life is on the floor. This is never about them, never family man, but they came from my door. Let's have it, come on, let's go. 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 I've got a right to fight. 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 There's something very reassuring about this tune, isn't there?
Yeah.
That was Argy Bargy in Right to Fight. I do recommend you buy the album. Bill Hamp for New York. It's another one for you, my friend.
Yeah.
It's not, he liked the Lurkers. He liked Coxborough.
Yeah.
You're going to love this, mate. Argy Bargy. It's the same sort of deal. It's a bit harsher than either. But great album. And we'll play another track or two off that in future weeks. Might do a street punk special 1 week and just really go for it.
Cool.
With mad stuff and have like Riot Squad, Coxborough, Argy Bargy, just go for it. Go for it, mate. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll maybe do half a show. It might be too okay. much for some of the listeners. I'm just thinking it might kill them.
Nah, but fine.
Like, death by street punk. Yes, please do vote for us. Have we mentioned it? But, please, UK listeners, please leave us a review on iTunes.
Okay.
We're dropping down the second page. I don't know why, we've just dropped down it a bit. So we could really do with one or two new reviews. If you haven't reviewed us yet, please spend the time. Even if you just say, what do you say, Punky?
Punky's great.
Punky's great. 5 stars. Don't spend a lot of time doing it. If you are on iTunes or you can, it'd be a great help. UK particularly. I don't know what's going on with US. Are you still on US or are you on UK now?
I'm on US.
You're on?
I read the review yet. But
oh, sorry, yeah.
2 weeks
ago. Yeah. So if you're on the US, please do. If you're on whatever iTunes, please do. But UK iTunes particularly, if you could leave a review for us, that would be brilliant. We'd also like your podcast alley votes. We're never too old to have a podcast alley vote.
No. Nope.
And I've got some interesting things to say about podcast alley voting and other shows next week.
Have you? Interesting.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add at this point?
Well, the twat world does run us dry, so if you do have any twats to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Otherwise, there's going to be no twats in a couple of weeks, so please do email me.
And we'll have all the information about Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio next week's show, because I'm sorry, guys, we keep meaning to mention it at the start of the show, but we get waylaid. In detail next week, our two internet friends. And,
okay.
And if you're listening to us on pirate radio anywhere, try and get in touch if you can. PaulieB@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
That would seem fair enough, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Yeah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog.
Network. Let the riot begin.
I'm Pod Riot.